Good morning. The Whip Wake Up Show. We call this First Thoughts. 13 in front of 6 o'clock and 31 degrees. Great to have you aboard here this morning. And First Thoughts, let's see. How about giveaways from WWIB? We got so much going on, right? If you're caller 3, when you hear that little clip of a Mercy Me, Even If song, and then you're caller 3 at 723-2555, we got our I Can Only Imagine 2 contest going on. And a number of winners yesterday for a pair of tickets to the sold-out debut showing. We bought all the tickets for the largest theater at MyCon Chippewa Falls for this Saturday night, 5 o'clock premiere. Beth in Eau Claire, Jackie in Eau Claire, Kathy in Hallie, Suzanne in Cornell, Gary in Bloomer, Christine in Chippewa Falls, and Lori in Osseo, all winners of tickets. And 3 of them have already picked those tickets up. So yesterday alone, giving away 7 pairs of those tickets. But more chances today and throughout the week here for that 5 o'clock Saturday showing on Valentine's Day. How perfect is that? But that's not all, right? We've got the Whip Winter Warm-Up, 4th and final Friday. You can still get us your heating bill. You really can at whip.com/warm-up, whip.com/warm-up, and be included in the drawing. We've got more money to give away Friday than any of the previous Fridays because we've committed to more than $8,500 paying back your heating bill. We've got the Whipminster Dog Competition underway. Check out whip.com for that. So a lot going on. Tuesday trivia this morning, your chance to win after 7:45. And also, birthday celebrations, our monthly celebration winner. At the end of the month now, we're taking all the people who've let us know about birthdays, anniversaries, anything you're celebrating, and we'll have a drawing sponsored by Victory Coffee House and Cafe in Menominee. Here's what the winner is going to get as of now. A free coffee, tea, or latte from Victory, a $50 gift card from Main Street Boutique, an ice cream birthday cake or candy from C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop, and more to come, Kristen tells me from our sales team. So a lot going on. In the meantime, we go into the Whip Wake Up Show time machine way back to 1964, the year of my birth.
So the times, they are a-changing.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's album, The Times They Are a-Changing, was released on this day in 64. Its title track was an anthem for the turbulent 60s. And finally, our devotional thought this morning coming from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling for February 10th. It reads like this: trust me enough to spend ample time with me, pushing back the demands of the day. Refuse to feel guilty about something that is so pleasing to me, the King of the universe. Because I am omnipotent, I'm able to bend time and events in your favor. You'll find that you can accomplish more in less time after you've given yourself to me in rich communion. Also, as you align yourself with my perspective, you can sort out what's important and what's not. Don't fall into the trap of being constantly on the go. Many things, many things people do in my name have no value in my kingdom. To avoid doing meaningless works, stay in continual communication with me. In italics, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Referencing Luke 10, 41 and 42, that's the familiar Mary and Martha story. The end of that, where, yes, Jesus says Mary has chosen the better thing, spending time with the Lord. Very appropriate passage. And also Psalm 32, verse 8. We mentioned one birthday. We need to mention it again because Maya Milliron is turning 16 in Thorpe today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us, to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Maya, you are an awesome young lady, and we're so excited and happy for you to turn 16. Enjoy driving, and your parents love you very, very much. So much that they made sure that we gave you one or two birthday shout-outs here on the radio on WWIB. Good morning. Have an awesome birthday, Maya. Yes, we got ourselves a winner. Congratulations to Lori Nobilski from Thorpe. She was caller 3 at 723-2555, and she goes away with the prize here. Congratulations to Lori, who just won herself a pair of tickets to our absolutely sold-out showing and exclusive Valentine's Day premiere event of I Can Only Imagine 2 at MyCon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. You're going to love this movie.
Tuesday trivia, try number 2 here on the Whip Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555. Our question, this happens about 3 times every hour in the United States. What happens about 3 times every hour In the United States, if you get it correct, you win a Culver's concrete mixer with two mix-ins and two great CDs from Mercy Me. Of course, we're highly anticipating I Can Only Imagine Too, and give me a chance to win your way in to our exclusive Valentine's Day premiere event. It's a Valentine's date night, I Can Only Imagine, so keep listening for that. But your chance to get ready for it with some great music and a delicious concrete mixer, courtesy of Culver's, 715-723-2555. What happens about three times every hour in the United States?
And let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Liz Volker from Menominee.
All right, Liz, what do you think?
Is it getting engaged?
Is it getting engaged about three times every hour?
Sorry, Liz.
Not it. Thank you, Liz. Call us back. Always good to hear from Menominee. 715-723-2555.
All right, keep those guesses coming. We had some good guesses last time around and ran out of time, so keep it going. 723-2555.
This happens about three times every hour in the U.S.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda. We got some snap, crackle, and pop in your line. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I hear that. A baby is born?
A baby's born. That was guessed earlier. Do you have a backup guess?
It's...
Somebody passes away.
Okay. All right. Birth or death?
That's not it, Linda. Thanks. All right, let's go to the phones again. Hi, 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right.
What do you think, Tony?
I believe it is cyber security hacks.
Cyber security hacks. All right.
That's a good guess.
Sure.
Yeah, this day and
identity.
Age. Could that be it? It's not. But a friend of mine... Well, my boss at my other job over these years, Chris Solberg, his son is studying cybersecurity at UW Stout.
So. Good field. Much needed.
I'll tell you, yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Diane from Downsville.
All right. What do you think, Diane?
A car is stolen.
A car is stolen. Is it a car getting stolen?
Sorry, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. This happens about three times every hour in the United States, 715-723-2555.
Unfortunately, Diane's guess happens a lot more in the big cities, right?
Yeah. So.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Des from Altoona.
What do you think, Desmond?
Is it someone falls off a ladder?
Someone falls off a ladder. We've had ladder guesses before.
You know, that's a great kind of odd, peculiar guess, right? Kind of
sure.
Out of left field. Could that be it? It's not. Thanks, Desmond.
This happens about three times every hour in the United States, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony again. All right. The Faulkner House busy here. What do you think?
Is it someone gets their car stolen?
That was actually just guessed like two calls before you.
So. Oh, I can't hear.
What do you
How
think?
How about
what?
Shoplifting?
Shoplifting. Yeah. Is it shoplifting?
Sorry.
It's not. Thank you, Tony. 715-723-2555.
We'll take three more guesses. Three more here on WWIB.
This happens about three times every hour in the United States.
Unless you guys are all guessed out.
Good guesses.
Yeah.
But, yeah, haven't had a winner yet. Two Mercy Me CDs and a concrete mixer from Culver's.
All right. Hey, the callers are stepping up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Diane calling again.
All right, Diane.
I'm going to say someone's pet is stolen.
Someone's pet is stolen. Wow. Sad.
Of course, that did happen here recently in the Eau Claire area.
They're still looking for that.
$10,000 reward, right?
Yeah.
Could that be it? A stolen pet? It's not. Thanks.
Thank you, Diane. Always good to hear Diane from Downsville. Love the alliteration.
Yeah. Two more to go. Two more to go. We'll take two more guesses if you got them in you at 723-2555. What happens three times an hour in the U.S.? 723-2555 going once, going twice, going to music from Kane.
Tuesday trivia, try number three here on the WIB Wake Up Show, trying to give you not one, but two Mercy Me CDs and a free medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's with two mix-ins. If you can answer our trivia question, which has stumped folks so far, 715-723-2555, 723-2555, what happens about three times per hour in the United States? This happens about three times every hour in the United States. 715-723-2555 for your chance to guess.
I love our prizes because you got the concrete mixer from Culver's with the two mix-ins, so that's going to taste delicious. And Mercy Me Music, that's going to sound fantastic. So we're taking care of, you know, the taste, the sound, the everything.
Indeed. 715-723-2555-723-2555. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're the first one this go around. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liz from Menominee.
All right, Liz, you started us off last time, I think. Go ahead.
Okay, is it buy a home?
Is it buy a home? About three times every hour in the United States, someone buys a home? Not it. Thank you, Liz.
Now, Liz and Tony are married, and they're calling us. I wonder if there's like an in-marriage competition between the two of them.
You know? Or taking turns, right?
Yeah, there we go.
No, you go. You go.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal. Good to hear from you. What do you think?
Well, here's the thing. So I've been busy this morning and haven't heard all the previous guesses, but my daughter Penelope told me to call and guess an armed robbery.
Okay. Guess an armed robbery. So, here's the thing. We had a similar guess last hour, and we said we need more specificity. We need you to be more specific. So you are tracking in the right direction, but we need more specifics, Crystal.
And that particular caller had said bank robbery, which was not it. So what would be your more specific answer?
Say a gas station robbery?
So, yeah, like a gas station convenience store. Yeah. Three times every hour. What's our world coming to? Or our nation coming to?
No.
But you got it! That's it!
Oh, my word.
Yes, three times every hour in the good old U.S. of A., someone robs a convenience store.
Wow.
And it can sometimes be an answer to a trivia question like just now.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, congratulations, Crystal. We've got a free medium concrete mixer from Culver's and two Mercy Me CDs for you.
Thank you.
All well right. done.
Well, pays to listen to your daughter.
I guess so. There you go. Shout out Penelope.
Congratulations to Crystal. And that means we'll come up with something new tomorrow on Win It Wednesday here on WWIB.